Have you ever wanted someone to walk alongside you as you do the thing? You know, the thing that makes your heart come alive and leaves our world more like Jesus than we found it. I know. And that's why I'm here. My name is Rebecca Dotson George. I'm a speaker, writer, career coach, and just all around excited to be in your earbuds for the next few minutes. I'm a girl wildly passionate about cheering you on as you make God known in and through your creative mission. Here's the thing though. I know sometimes you can get discouraged. I'm not good enough. I don't know where to start. I can't do as good of a job as she's doing. These are all lies that we sometimes believe, and I'm here to help you debunk those lies that are ruling your mind about your mission and replace them with truth from God's word. So, buckle up, because I'll gather up my favorite seasoned and rising leaders in their fields to share inspirational stories, strategic advice, and hard-won wisdom. Welcome to the Do the Thing Movement podcast. Do you ever get to the end of a podcast and just think, man, I am not done with that conversation? Girl, me too. And I love hearing from you about how not only the show is encouraging you, but also what God is stirring up in you as a result. And I just really wanted the opportunity to connect one-on-one with more of you. And that's why I've created a Patreon community. Patreon is an online platform that hosts bonus content and provides creators a way to hang out with their audience in a more intimate way. So here's how I'm going to use it. There are three tiers. First is the bestie tier, which will include access to the platform and extra conversations with all our guests that only Patreon besties will get to hear. These questions will not be shared here on your podcast platform. Then there's the VIP party tier. This includes the bestie tier, and you get invited to a VIP party once a month on Zoom where we get to hang out, get to know one another better, and maybe do some coaching in a group session from time to time. And then finally, there is the calling coach tier. In this tier, you'll be able to access the previous tiers plus have a 30-minute coaching call per month with me to talk about anything podcast, ministry, or career related. How fun does this sound? So come on over to Patreon by downloading the app or visiting patreon.com and search Do the Thing Movement. I can't wait to meet you inside the community. Hey friends, I love today's conversation with Dr. Mark Pitts and Becky Thompson all about their new book, Midnight Dad Devotional. This was such a sweet conversation between a father and a daughter. They co-wrote this new book and we get to talk all about it. It is a great Father's Day gift idea. So if you have a special dad in your life that you're looking for a gift for, stay tuned and help me welcome our new friends, Mark and Becky, to the show. Becky and Mark, I am so thrilled to have you guys on the show today. Thank you for being with me.
We're really pleased to be here, Rebecca, and I believe that this is going to be an interesting conversation.
Thanks for having us. We're happy to be with you.
This is so fun. I always love when I get to interview couples or fathers and daughters. Just doing a more than one person interview is always a treat and fun. So this is going to be an exciting conversation. This will release really close to Father's Day. So I'm really excited about this new project that you guys have. It's called Midnight Dad, 100 devotions and prayers to connect dads just like you to the Father. And I was so excited to chat with you guys because I have such a special relationship with my dad. And just in looking at your all's content and things like that, I can tell that's just such a special relationship for you. And so I want to hear kind of the heart behind this project. Tell us about just kind of the path to this new book.
Becky?
Well, yeah, absolutely. So a few years ago, I started an online community with my mom, Susan Pitts, called the Midnight Mom Devotional. And each night I would pray for moms in different seasons and situations of life. And it grew to be such a huge community that I needed my mom to come and help. And so each night, you know, we were praying for moms of newborns, but moms of teenagers and, you know, moms of empty nests. So any season or situation, we were covering that and lifting those places in motherhood up to the Lord. Well, as that community grew, we found that there were so many requests for a similar community for fathers. You know, we hear a lot about encouragement for moms, but what about the dads? And so I knew that in my own dad, I have had so much encouragement myself. I know that his heart as a pastor and his heart as just a teacher of the word and a champion for men and fathers especially, he'd be perfect for this role. And so dad was invited and actually just from the beginning took that lead and became the leader of the Midnight Dad devotional community on Facebook. And so that community has grown to over 200,000 fathers and that pray nightly together. And from that movement came the book, which is, like you said, 100 devotions and prayers to connect regular dads in regular life to their extraordinary Heavenly Father.
Yeah, that's awesome. I love hearing that story. And I just, you know, as we open this conversation, first of all, I have a dad, but I'm not yet a mom. And so my husband and I got married just 2 years ago. So yesterday was our wedding anniversary. And so we're hopeful and prayerful for kids in the future, but that is not a part of our lives right now. So I'm curious, as somebody who obviously has a father that I'm very, very close to, which I'm so grateful for, but I don't have a dad that lives in my home right now because I'm not a mom yet. What are some of the main issues that you see dads facing right now? And how do you see this book, this devotional, just coming alongside them to help support them in that?
Well, I think that primarily we have to look, I believe that dads have a special responsibility to connect to their own Heavenly Father. And because of that, I felt coming up alongside with the Midnight Mom devotional, I thought it was important, we all thought it was important to connect to dads who face their own issues, and mostly making sure that they strengthen their own relationship with their Heavenly Father, because dads are parents when they have children. But being a father is something else altogether. It's a special relationship that a dad has, or a father, a man has with his own Heavenly Father. He mentors, he becomes, he identifies with his own Heavenly Father, and therefore that makes him a better father. And that's where the Midnight Dad devotional came from. What we wanted to do was remind men and remind dads that they have that relationship and that they have that responsibility. And that's what we endeavored to do.
Yeah. The specific things that we see dads going through right now, though, are, you know, the things that dads have faced across generations, which is they need wisdom and they need strength and they need to know that they have a support. And this is why we endeavor so much to point them to their Heavenly Father, because it doesn't really matter what the situation looks like. Jesus and the Father, they're the answer. You know, They gave us the gift of the Spirit. And so we've just said, hey, let's listen to the heartbeat of fatherhood right now. Let's listen to what dads are going through in this particular generation, which, like I said, it hasn't really changed much. I think in a post-pandemic world, dads need to know that God is going to provide. I think they need to know that God's going to give them wisdom to safely navigate their family through these really, you know, turbulent times. And so what we did was we said, hey, there's 100 places. We can easily find 100 places in Scripture where God met regular guys just like you. So we created 100 devotions. That way, you know, dads that are going through 100 different circumstances can see regular, ordinary men in Scripture and how God met them. And if God will meet men like, you know, these guys in the Bible, he'll meet him too.
We also wanted to separate the notion of parenting skills. We wanted to separate that from just the idea of being a father, because there are lots of things that dads go through every single day, and they want to excel at the things that they do. That's who we are. And so, but we wanted to step away from that space and address the types of things that they think about. How are they going to provide for their family? How are they going to raise their children in a manner that brings them closer to their Heavenly Father? Mentoring God in his life for his children. Those are the things that dads think about when they are in the midnight hours. That's what a dad thinks about and how he prepares his next day. And we wanted the devotional for him to be able to look at that and say, these are the types of things that I'm going through. And God met a man in Scripture, and he's going to meet me in my space similarly. That's mm-hmm. what the Midnight Dad is supposed to be about. And that's who the Midnight Dad, we believe, is actually the types of things that he is addressing in his life, with his family.
Yeah, that's good. Becky, I want to hear, what has that process been like? You shared a little bit about sort of the path to the book, which is awesome. But I want to hear, what has it been like to collaborate with your dad on a project like this? I want to hear kind of what that was like for you.
So my dad is a man of deep wisdom. You can't ask him how to get to the corner without, you know, hearing about the best things about going to the corner that way.
Oh, yeah.
All the lessons he's learned by driving to the corner the way that he's driven to the corner in the past. And so, you know, I love that about him. But, you know, growing up and hearing his deep wisdom from the Word, you know, translating it into the person of who God is, it's just been so brilliant. You know, it's just enriched my life so much. So there have been so many times that I just told Dad, before we had the opportunity to write this book, Dad, someday you're going to go and be with Jesus, and I'm not going to have all of your wisdom with me. And I need to know all the things that you know. I can't just call you and be like, but what about, you know, all the things that I get to do as this, you know, daughter. So it was so exciting, first of all, when we got the green light and the permission to write this book. And, you know, we had the amazing publishing house come behind us and say, we believe in what you're doing. And we believe in his wisdom. Like, we believe and we see your dad's wisdom as well. And we see the benefit that it will be to fathers. And so I feel it's almost reversed. I feel so proud of my dad, you know, of who he is and what he's been able to accomplish here. And so it's been really interesting being on this project with him. This is actually my 7th book that I've written. And so I wrote this with my dad, and I wrote the Midnight Mom devotional with my mom. But I feel like I just brought the skill set of, this is the process of writing a book, to this devotional. Mm-hmm. Like, I brought this is how we sit down. This is how we find these dads. This is, you know, this is how you link scripture and tie it in. I feel like it's a process that you can learn, but I mean, it's still a supernatural event to have God create through you, which is what we were doing together. But I brought the, you know, kind of the backing, the insight, the behind the scenes, you know, however you want to say that, to the project. My dad, you know, he brought the wisdom, the, hey, this is how you know, this is what I want to say to these men. And so when I kind of stand next to him on this project, which is what I feel like I get to do, I get to stand next to my dad and be like, he's my dad. Like, he really is. This is all good. Then that's, you know, that's been my experience. It's just been really neat. I know that's kind of cheesy. I know it's all kind of cheesy to be like, no, I got to do it with my dad, but that's how I feel. Because I know him. I know him, you know, I've got nearly 35 years of knowing him as a father. And what you read on the page is who he is in real life. You know, it's how he's endeavored to live his life. And so he's not leading you to a place where he hasn't been or isn't aiming. And I think that's so important in any work, whether you're a podcast host or, you know, you lead a movement, you have to be able and willing to aim in the direction and be willing to walk alongside the people you're inviting on the journey with you. And so I feel like, especially in spaces like this, especially when given this question, I always want to say that he is the real deal. And what you're reading is a man who knows his Heavenly Father and wants you to know him as he knows him.
Yeah. That's so beautiful. And it's just really cool to hear somebody, to get to have a conversation with somebody else who just loves their father as much as I love mine. And I would echo a lot of those same truths about the amount of wisdom that I've gleaned from my own dad. And so it's, I can only imagine what a treat it was to do something like this with him. So that's really, really awesome. You know, we've talked a little bit about just the role that prayer has played in this ministry from the very beginning. And, you know, most of the people listening today are going to be potential buyers of the book for their husbands, dads, et cetera, right? And so how would you want to encourage listeners today, just in the area of prayer, having so many years of ministry with this being sort of a really rooted part of your ministry, as it should be any ministry, right? But how would you want to encourage listeners today in that?
I can start because I have a thought here, and I know Dad will as well. But if we have prayer, if we don't have prayer, then we're no different from anybody else who walks the earth.
Yeah.
And it's not, I mean, because prayer is how we communicate with our Heavenly Father. This is how we relate to Him. And so I think we make prayer out loud expression of certain words and needs and thanksgiving, but prayer is the reflection of our heart toward our Father, toward our Heavenly Father, and our desire to have communion with Him and have relationship with Him. And so in any relationship in the world, I mean, you can pick any single one. If one side stops communicating, the relationship stops existing. And so for me, when we think of prayer, I'm not just hopeful. I'm desperate that the people listening will remember, that your listeners, that our friends listening will remember that the whole reason Jesus came, the whole reason the Father sent the Son, was so we could have access back to our Heavenly Father and talk with Him and share our hearts with Him and know that before we call, He answers. And while we're still speaking, He hears, as Scripture reminds us. And so a huge part of our ministry isn't just saying the words and praying our thoughts. It's saying, God, I want to know You. I know You already know everything about my life and everything that I'm doing. But just like a dad asks, even if he knows already, he wants to hear from You. He wants to have a relationship with You. And so I feel like this is the lifeline to everything else in life. It's not a secondary, supplementary, extracurricular event. It is the attitude and the life of the follower of Jesus to have a heart that not just speaks to our Heavenly Father, but believes that He wants to speak in return, which is just as important. Just it is an equally important part of prayer, is the receiving of what God says back and how He leads us.
You know, I think the devotions are conversant. They are intended to be as though I were talking to the person, the dad, who's reading it. But also the idea that God also is speaking to them. I'm trying as best I can to express God thoughts, God words from Scripture to the dad. I want him to be able to pick it up, to open the devotional at any place, for any one of them, and see himself. I want him to see himself in Scripture if possible. And in so doing, I want him to understand that this came out of a conversation that I had with God. And so I'm speaking to him as though he can have a conversation with God, that he can speak. The nightly prayers on our Facebook page, Midnight Dad Devotional, they're conversant. Tonight, Lord, tonight we pray for the dad who. First six words. Tonight we pray for the dad who. And it is about a dad who is going through whatever he is going through, all different, all individual. And not every prayer meets every single dad. And not every devotion is going to meet every single dad where he is at this moment. And just as surely, not every single devotional is going to meet every single dad where he is at that very moment. But it is an example as to how this dad believes and begins to understand as he reads through the devotionals that God is reachable. God is yeah. present in his life. God can be present in his life, just as he was present in the lives of the men and women who for whom the devotional is written about. Yeah. And so my view, my understanding, and my relationship with God is the same way. My relationship with God is conversant. It's not as though as we might think I have to say particular words, or that I'm expecting particular words from God, or that there's going to be a, when you walk into the presence of your Heavenly Father, when you walk into the presence of your dad, if you go sit on your dad's lap or walk into his room while he's drinking coffee or whatever he's doing, he's going to say, "What's going on, daughter? What's going on, son?" Depending on who we're talking about here, certainly right here. And so he's just going to want to know what you're thinking. He's just going to know, be in your presence and be together and have that intimate relationship, such as it might be, so that you can talk with dad and you can talk with God in the very same way. That's the concept and the presence and the anticipation of the 100 devotionals for the dad.
Yeah, I love that. It's so good. And you also talk about, I think this is really important, just about the reassurance of knowing that God is with us. That's such a powerful truth, especially in the midst of just what we're facing in the world right now. And so as you've been writing the book, how maybe has that been personally an encouragement to you, just remembering that truth that he is with us?
Wow, because it's made me a better father.
Yeah.
It made me a better father. I realized having been a father for now over 30 years, I saw in how I viewed fatherhood as opposed to viewing parenthood. And I began to realize even more the responsibility that I have as a father and not just as a parent.
Yeah.
I realized that when I was holding my first grandson and I was petrified because it'd been so long since I'd done the parent things for a child. And Becky one time said to me, "Dad, I'm standing right here in front of you. You survived and you succeeded, so you can do this again." and I realized even in that moment, and began to, especially when I was writing the book, how important fatherhood is, yeah. how important a heart for fatherhood is. I tell the men all the time, fatherhood is hard work. It's not just getting up and going to work. It's not just doing homework with your children. It's not just making sure that the bills are paid. Fatherhood is hard work. It's connecting. It's present based. You want to be present with your family, but especially your children, and the yeah. responsibility that you have to lean into them and to mentor them and to provide for them, their spiritual wisdom, their emotional stability, the things that you are as a father far outweighs. Yes, Dad, far outweighs the things you do every single day. Those are hard work too, no doubt. And that's something that you're going to do every day because that's what you signed up for. But when you became a dad, you signed up for additional work. You signed up for additional responsibilities. And that's what we're attempting to address and giving Father the dad, the assurance that he can make those changes. He can or step up to be the father and the son of his own Heavenly Father. And that he can therefore, replicate or be the father that God is to him, to his own children.
Yeah.
So, you know, remembering that God was with us while we wrote this devotion was so important because this is how we see the Heavenly Father present mm-hmm. with us all the time.
That's right.
You know, like we're, just like Dad said, as we're writing this, we're remembering God is with us. We are not alone. God is with the dad. We are not alone. And I think what my dad just said about the difference between parenting and fathering means that you have relationship.
Yeah.
You know, that is a relationship-based word. Sometimes parenting we think of, and I'm not sure if we've been super clear, so I just want to make sure that we are. You know, often when we think of parenting, it's very task-oriented. When mm-hmm. I parent, I'm disciplining. I'm making decisions about school. I'm working through all the ins and outs. You know, parenting is very task-oriented. But fatherhood and motherhood, you know, those are relational words. Those are words mm-hmm. that mean somebody is present with us. And so as we're writing about the Heavenly Father's love and how He is with us, we're seeing Him as someone that doesn't just give rules. He doesn't just give instructions. He steps down into it with us. He turns His heart toward us. Our Heavenly Father makes us better parents, makes us better people, makes us better everything that He already is yeah. as we have relationship with Him.
Yeah, that's so good. Man, I am so excited about this resource, and I'm excited for our listeners to hopefully gift it to a lot of the dads and even their own dad this Father's Day season. And so we're so excited for you guys as this kind of goes out into the world. So I'm going to say the name of it one more time. It is called Midnight Dad, 100 Devotions and Prayers to Connect Dads Just Like You to the Father. So friends, you have to go check out the book, go grab it for your favorite dad in your life. And what we're going to do now is hop on over to our Patreon community to talk through our sort of bonus lightning round of questions. But for now, Mark and Becky, will you let everybody know where they can connect with you?
Sure. The best way to find us is at Midnight Dad Devotional on Facebook. That's where our Perfect. Community gathers right now. If they want to find the book, they can also go to BeckyThompson.com for a full list of our resources and all the things that we offer there. We'd be so happy to connect at both places.
Awesome. Well, I am so grateful for you guys. Thank you for being with me today.
Absolutely. Thanks so much for having us.
Thank you.
Thanks so much for listening to the show. I am so thrilled to have you be a part of this community. I wanted to remind you of a couple of things. Number one, did you know that when people rate and review podcasts on Apple Podcasts, it actually helps more people come across the show? And when that happens, the messages we're sharing get spread even further and we get to encourage more people. I can't think of anything more fun than that. So it would mean the world to me if you would do something that would take just 2 minutes of your time. Hop on over to Apple Podcasts, leave a rating and a written review. Tell me all about how the show is encouraging you and invite others to listen in. It truly means the world to this girl on the other side of the mic. And then number two, if you're loving the show and want even more content from Do the Thing Movement, hop on over to our Patreon page on your desktop or mobile device to listen to after the show bonus interviews, attend live Zoom parties, and receive extra coaching. Simply download the Patreon app or do it on your desktop device and search Do the Thing Movement. I would love to see you over there in that community. Thanks again for listening, and I can't wait to be back with you next episode. Same time, same place. Bye, friends.